Rita Floyd has been typing out medical information in Dr. Jones' office for 28 years. A lot has changed since she started. These days, she uses an Apple computer. And for the past 6 years, she hasn't had to deal with insurance companies.
Then it was very hard and time-consuming. The main thing was man hours. We'd have to hold and wait with the insurance companies, and it would take forever to get through. And then most of the time, it didn't get resolved. And the paperwork, filing and refiling and etc., we don't have to do that anymore.
That's because at Concierge Family Medicine, in the Bank of America Tower on Northland Drive just off MoPac, they don't accept health insurance. Not Medicaid, not Medicare, not even Blue Cross Blue Shield. It's a cash-only business. Patients pay one lump sum at the beginning of the year, and they get immediate access to a doctor whenever they want.
Well, it's age-based, and so for somebody under 40, it's $1,200 a year. Between 40 and 55, it's $1,600 a year. Over 55, it's $2,000 a year.
That's Dr. William Jones. He was born and raised in Austin. He's practiced medicine here for more than 35 years. Most of that time, he accepted health insurance, like almost every other primary care physician. But about 6 years ago, burnt out by too much paperwork and too many patients, he was ready to throw in the towel and take an early retirement.
I just thought, this is not fun anymore. I don't like this. I'm running on a treadmill. I'm not involved with my patients the way I want to be. I'm constantly rushed.
Then Dr. Jones heard about practices called concierge medicine. Some people call it boutique medicine or retainer-based medicine. He decided to give it a shot.
And as a result, I'm in it for the long haul. I will never retire. They'll carry me out of here feet first someday. But I am still in the system providing health care because of this model. This is my incentive to stay in because this puts all the joy back into medicine when you can really be immersed in your patients. That's why we all went into it in the first place.
The average family doctor in Texas has anywhere between 2,500 and 4,000 patients. Dr. Jones won't take more than 600. Every patient spends a minimum of 15 to 20 minutes with the doctor each visit. They have the doctor's personal cell and home phone numbers, and there's no waiting.
Since they've prepaid for the year and they have unlimited access, they're much more likely to take advantage of what they've already paid for. They come in when they got little problems rather than waiting until they become big problems. It's kind of like if you join the country club and they assess you $100 a month for the dining room, whether you eat there or not, you find reasons to go out there and eat.
The country club analogy is fitting for Dr. Jones' practice. While he says he has a mix of medium and high-income patients, the service is clearly marketed as VIP healthcare.
We've jokingly kidded that it's like the difference between Motel 6 or the Ritz-Carlton. If you're at Motel 6, you still get clean sheets and you get air conditioning and you get soap. But the difference is that if you're at the Ritz-Carlton, everybody's bending over backwards to make sure you have a really good experience so you'll want to come back.
Because Jones operates a cash-only business, a wholesale change to the healthcare system would have little or no effect on his practice. But he's concerned about what could happen if that change drives more doctors to follow his route. Would that, Jones wonders, make his niche industry a target for federal regulators? Nathan Bernier, KUT News.